Healthcare and how to pay for it is one of the biggest topics of debate this election season. More than half of Iowa's hospitals are operating in the red, while Iowans' per capita spending on healthcare is sharply increasing. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs looks at where the candidates stand on healthcare and what it could mean for Iowans.
Democratic presidential candidates' healthcare proposals can be sorted into roughly two categories. On one side, there's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. They're proposing a single-payer plan dubbed Medicare for All. This plan would eliminate the private insurance industry and put everyone on a government plan like Medicare, which right now is mostly for people over 65. This, they argue, would save a lot on administrative costs. Here's Sanders at a CNN town hall earlier this year.
The function of the current healthcare system is not to provide quality care to all in a cost-effective way. The function of the current system is to make billions of dollars in profits for the insurance companies and the drug companies.
In the other category are candidates like South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He has a plan called Medicare for All Who Want It. This would also extend Medicare to the general public, known as a public option, but it would keep the private insurance industry so people have a choice.
I just don't think it's a good idea to command Americans to adopt Medicare for All, whether they want it or not. Under my plan, if you prefer to keep your private insurance, you can. I just think that ours will be better.
That was Buttigieg on CNN last month. Other candidates who have plans in this vein include Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, and former Vice President Joe Biden, who's also pushing to expand Affordable Care Act subsidies. So far, Iowans have mixed feelings about these plans and who they want to support. At a mental health forum at Drake University in Des Moines, Indianola resident Esther Caulfield Hoffa says she likes Warren and her Medicare for All proposal.
I think the costs will actually go down. People are starting to not be able to afford their health care that they get through work. It's gotten so expensive.
But Cedar Rapids resident Sonona Culberson says she's leaning towards candidates who have plans that provide a public option.
I think people that have private insurance that like their private insurance should be able to keep that.
According to a poll by the Des Moines Register last month, 41% of likely caucus goers support Medicare for All, while 24% think it's a bad policy. Barb Kniff McCullough, the owner of a small construction company in Pella, is opposed to any plan that expands Medicare. That's because she's afraid it could mean an increase in her payroll taxes to fund it. This has been proposed by some candidates like Sanders.
I think our costs would go through the roof. They would skyrocket. And how are we going to pay for this?
That's why Kniff McCullough says she's voting for President Donald Trump. Trump opposes the Democrats' proposals to expand public insurance and ran on a promise to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, something he hasn't been able to do yet. At the Waverly Health Center, 20 miles north of Waterloo, CEO Jim Addy says he's also worried about plans that would expand Medicare. He says that's because Iowa has one of the lowest Medicare reimbursement rates in the country, and that's already putting a lot of financial pressure on rural hospitals like his.
We can't really afford more uninsured and underinsured in the state. And a big part of that is you look at just the erosion of services.
Addy is referring to the rural hospitals that have had to cut services like birthing units to balance their budgets. Peter Damiano, the director of the University of Iowa Public Policy Center, agrees that reimbursement rates are a problem under candidates' current proposals.
If reimbursement rates don't change under a Medicare for All, it could further stress rural hospitals and all hospitals if all of their patients are now being reimbursed at that same level.
But Damiano says the thing voters need to remember is that candidates' plans still lack many critical details, like what will happen with reimbursement rates. That makes it hard to know what impact they'll really have. Damiano also says that something else to remember is that if a Democrat does make it into the White House, any proposed plan will need to pass through Congress. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.